Well, praise the Lord. I think I better... Well, praise the Lord. I was waiting for you guys. Is that a startling revelation? Praise the Lord. Love it. I love it. Well, are you ready? You ready to receive the word? Word of the Lord. We're starting a new series today. It's called Another One. I so get inspired from the worship song about another one, a miracle. There's another miracle. There's another miracle. There's another miracle on its way. And again and again and again. And so we're going to look at the 18 miracles in the book of Acts. But we have to prep. That's faith. She said, today? I can do it. But anyway, and also, we'll do a little introductory refreshers. But I decided to cut loose this morning. I decided I'm going to tell him there's a difference between water baptism and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I ripped it. And I just said, this is enough. If somebody, some denominational person wants to come after me, fine. I don't care. We just need to let this thing rip. So, without further ado, let's get into the Word. In terms of this, the set of miracles that's in the Acts of the Apostles, and some of this is, of course, memory refresher for you guys, but we know that God gave us a promise. And the Bible says a really special verse about promises. It says some of his promises are in him, yes and amen. Is that right? Okay, you guys are good. All of his promises are in him, yes and amen. And so the promise of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 1, of course we know this was in the 50 days after Jesus resurrected from the dead, and the disciples were together in the upper room. And Jesus came in and commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait. Now, I don't know about any of you guys, but sometimes I got a problem with that word because it challenges us to wait on the Spirit of God and to wait and to wait and to wait. And impatience is never a good thing, but waiting on God is. And we have to focus on that when we're waiting on God for the answers to prayers, for breakthroughs, or for whatever. But anyway, it says wait. Wait for the promise. Wait for the promises that have been promised to you. Of the Father, which he said to you, you have heard from me. Verse 5. For John truly baptized with water. That's a baptism of repentance, right? But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Okay. Two separate deals here, right? I think that's important. But John baptized in water because of repentance. But we're baptized in the Holy Spirit because we want power. Dynamis, dunamis, the Greek word for dynamite. So we know that, and we cannot be ashamed of that. So, but what comes after that? Well, the Bible says in Ephesians, we don't have that verse up, but it says, be filled with the Spirit. And one version says, be continually filled with the Spirit. We're going to be filled with something. We might as well be filled with the Spirit. As a matter of fact, if you do a word search on the Scriptures and put filled with in parentheses, it'll come up with all the things you can be filled with. If you want to be filled with the things of the flesh, you can be. Because it says you can be filled with wrath or fear, envy. You can be filled with the things of the flesh. But if we desire to be filled with the things of the Spirit, like wonder and amazement and joy, we can be filled with those things. We're just containers here, okay? And we're going to be filled with something. We might as well be filled with good. be filled with the goodness of God, so that when we hug somebody, the goodness of God comes out. And if we've been saying something bad about somebody, that doesn't come out, right? Okay? And so that's it. That's the whole deal about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I think Peter was a great example of that. In just a few short weeks, right? He went from being filled with rage and anger and vehemently denying our Lord and Savior Jesus to being filled with the Spirit of God and saying, "Men, you must repent." And we'll see the fruit of that in just a minute. So Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 talks about being filled with the Holy Spirit, being filled with this spiritual power. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, and I like it, it hasn't left. It is still here today. Amen? And fully come, and they were all together in one accord in one place. Verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound. Don't you love suddenly when the Lord shows up suddenly? I love it. Suddenly from heaven, a sound from heaven, a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Verse 3. And there appeared unto them divided tongues as a fire and sat on each one of them. Verse 4. And they were all filled. Some of them were filled. Some of them were touched. No, they were filled. Filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. May God add a blessing to the reading of His holy word here, right? So they were filled with this spiritual speaking in tongues. But it wasn't about the tongues. If we go to Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the primary purpose of being baptized in the Spirit is to be filled with dunamis power. We have to be filled with His power. Amen? And it's interesting because this terminology of being filled with something is mentioned four times through the book of Acts. So revival broke out, right? After they got baptized in the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 2, verse 38 through 41. We'll read those verses. And then Peter said to them, repent. This is after this guy, 8 weeks before, 7 weeks before, literally got angry three times and denied our Lord and Savior. But yet here he is, 2 months later. Don't you ever let one of your past mistakes hold you from moving on. Don't ever let that happen. Don't let anybody tell you you can't do that. Yeah, yeah. When all that garbage was going on politically, I had a guy come in my office. This is a hilarious story. And he laid back and he said, you know, Doc, before you get going, can you tell me how your high school years were? Because that was politically going around and people get crucified for this and that. You know what? We all got a past. We all got a past that's not necessarily pretty. And you know what? He just laughed and we laughed, had a good time. But anyway, here it is. Peter said to him, repent. Let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission or forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Verse 39. And for the promise is for you. Say, the promise is for me. Not was, not gonna be, it is. It is for me now. And to our kids and all who are far off, people who don't know God, and to as many as the Lord God will call. Verse 40. And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Now, I think that's funny because we think we live in a pretty perverted world, but there were obviously perverse things going on even back then. But we'll be saved from that mindset. Verse 41. And even then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day added a few people. 3,000 got saved. I don't know about you, 3,000. I'm looking forward to meeting them. How about you? All right, praise God. So let's do another one. Everyone say another one. It'll be a short message today. And anyway, we're going to go to Acts chapter 3, which is actually after the baptism of the Holy Spirit here. This is the first miracle that we're going to look at. And Peter and John, this is in Acts 3. We'll read verses 1 through 10. You ready? Are you ready? Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer. See, the baptism of the Holy Spirit didn't hinder them from doing their prayer time. It would enhance them, right? About the ninth hour. Verse 2. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb. Okay, so this guy had never put one foot in front of the other. He had never had his mom pick him up and stand him on his feet and hold him. He had never had his father walking down the street, holding his hand, walking. He never was able to run with the other kids and play with sticks and balls. He never had that chance. When he got older, he never had a chance to go work at the local cafe and bus a table because he couldn't walk. And however old he was, I know they say he's about 30, 40 years old, they picked him up and they carried him and they laid him at the edge of the temple. Well, better the temple than another place. The temple is called Beautiful. Who asked alms for those who entered the temple? Verse 3. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked him for alms? Verse 4. And fixing his eyes on them with John and Peter, they said, look at us. Verse 5. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. And Peter said, silver and gold I do not have. Dan, you mentioned the message. In the Message Bible, it says, Peter said, I don't have a nickel to my name. I don't think I had nickels back then, but I thought, that's really cool. I don't have a nickel to my name, right? But what I have, I'm going to give you. We're all filled. We're filled with much more than coins in our pockets. We're filled with the things and the gifts of the Spirit that we have to give out. But what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Hallelujah. Verse 7. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up for the first time in his life. And immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. Yeah. And so he, leaping, stood and walked and entered the temple and then walking and leaping and praising God. Walking and leaping, praising God. Say that with me. Walking and leaping and praising God. It was a happy day. And it was a happy life that he led. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Verse 10. And then they knew that it was he who had sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement of what had happened to him. Hallelujah. Personally, I've never seen somebody lame. But I remember when Jeff Kaiser came in after we went to India, and he'd been to India again after that, and he came in with his laptop, and he said, here, watch this. And they laid their hands on a lame India man. He could never walk. He had never walked in his life, just like this man. And he stood up, and he was shaking and kind of walking wobbly, and they were helping him walk, and they walked down the street, the path from where he'd been laying most of his life. And God raised this man from the dead. And I'm telling you, when those miracles happen, the entire city comes out, and there's just it's just ripe for miracles. And I love that. They that knew that it was him who sat begging at the beautiful gate at the temple, they were filled with wonder and amazement of what happened to him. Hallelujah. We have that power in us. Say, I got it. We've got that power in us to raise the lame, to heal the blind. Hallelujah. So this opportunity to preach Jesus is always with us. And when we think about Acts 4:4, it'll tell us about revival. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men that came to know Jesus was about 5,000. So it went from 3,000 to 5,000. That means 8,000 people got saved that day. That's pretty cool. Let's see some more of that. Yeah, I love that. So, that's all I got. There's some other ones in there. We got 17 more to go, but that's all I had time to get ready for. So, hallelujah. So I just want to encourage each and every one of you that the kingdom of God is within you and the power of God is within you. And we don't fall short in what the devil wants to do. We are above everything the devil wants to do. no matter what it is. Strife, envy, wrath, jealousy, gossip, slander, evil speaking, complaining, all those things. God is greater than that. And we have the greater one that lives in it. So let's go out to the world and give them Jesus. Amen? Let's stand. Well, God, we thank you for your word. Thank you as we go through the book of Acts, Father, that our faith will be encouraged. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so, Father, we thank you for our faith. I just pray, God, that during this series, that our faith would explode. We would have an explosive faith, God, to do the signs and wonders and miracles that you called us to do, to share the gospel with people that are hurting and broken. And, Father, and even though they may have never heard the name of Jesus, Lord, we need to be Jesus to them. And so we pray, God, for that anointing, that fresh anointing. So I pray for each and every one of us here, a fresh anointing, a fresh baptism of the Spirit, a fresh motivation to share the love of Jesus, to say, hey, can I pray for that? Can I pray for that? Can I pray for that? Simple thing to do. Can I pray for that? I have recently somebody that we just asked them, let's start praying. Well, now they run up to us and ask us for prayers. So it's really, really cool. So just let's do it in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for a fresh baptism of the Spirit today. In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen. 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 God bless you. Have a great rest of the week.